remember that terrorist compound that was training children to shoot up schools and hospitals in New Mexico that the media blacked out? Well, we didn't forget about it. Here's the latest from our own Greg Reese.
After 2 months of surveillance, Taos County, New Mexico Sheriff's Department raided an illegal compound and arrested five individuals. 11 children were taken into custody. The children were between the ages of 1 and 15. They were found emaciated and clothed in rags. The children claimed they were being trained to carry out terror attacks and were planning attacks on Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, as well as other targets, including schools. The dead body of Abdul Ghani Wahaj was found. He died during an Islamic prayer ritual on December 24, 2017. The children claim he was ritually sacrificed to guide them on their terror attacks. He was 3 years old. All five suspects were charged with 11 felony counts of child abuse. Siraj Wahaj and Johnny Lavelle were charged with the abuse of a child resulting in death. The first sign of injustice was when Judge Sarah Backus released the suspects on a mere $20,000 bond after a moral lecture about Islamophobia. Then authorities inexplicably raised the crime scene by towing out a trailer home, burying the tunnels dug beneath the compound, and leaving all sorts of evidence strewn about. The final offense came on August 29th, when Judge Emilio Chavez dropped all charges, allowing all five suspects to walk away free. Defense attorneys cited New Mexico Supreme Court Rule 5-302, which requires the prosecutors to schedule a preliminary hearing within 10 days of the defendant's arrest. The prosecutors failed to do so. But there may still be justice in America. On August 31st, the FBI arrested all five suspects for violating firearms and conspiracy laws. The FBI certainly has their own trouble to contend with. Perhaps this is an opportunity for them to earn the public's trust. But we will have to wait and see. This is Greg Reese reporting for InfoWars.com.
Now think about the lack of coverage when it comes to that story. That report filed by Greg Reese, I mean, that should be showed on every major news affiliate across the nation. But they don't even mention it. And why is that? I don't know. Why doesn't the media mention this story that broke today? Central High School student shot dead outside school, wounded person of interest found a mile away. It's basically seems to be an isolated incident between a student and someone else, and the student got shot and killed right in front of his high school. Shot and killed right in front of Providence Career and Technical Academy, high school student, teenager. Shot and killed. Now, why isn't there mainstream media outrage across television right now, across cable news, calling for the guns? Why is there no coverage of a 15-year-old student shot and killed in front of his high school? Because the news is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. They decide what becomes the news. That's why InfoWars has to exist, so that there is another narrative beside the corporate media narrative. It is Thursday, September 6th, 2018. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Big news coming up today when it comes to the tech censorship. Obviously, Washington, D.C. was shook yesterday when a real man showed up to the congressional hearings. They didn't know what to do. Rubio had to change his diaper. And Dorsey had to be rushed into his car and taken away from the scene before he could answer any questions from anyone other than inept congressmen who know nothing of which they are discussing. And I was thinking about this last night, actually, how much of a miserable failure Congress really is. How pathetic this Congress really is. And it's too bad because there's great members of this Congress. There really are. But man, as an overall body of work, this Congress is a joke, a travesty. That you can have 11 hearings with people from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google at the hearings being questioned, and what do we get from it? Nothing. You get zero, zilch, nada. You know what you get? Marco Rubio, Alex Jones, I don't know who you are. I've never heard of InfoWars. That's all you get. You get a bunch of sad sops trying to convince you that thank God Facebook and Twitter are stopping the Russians from meddling in our elections. Even though Facebook admitted it was actually them that meddled in the election. So we've got all that and the clips coming up. And then Larry Klayman, who is involved in a lawsuit right now against the social media giants, he's going to be joining me at 4 p.m. Central. And, of course, you know Caitlin Bennett. She's been on the show before. She's had all kinds of attacks against her from the left, and now the latest is her GoFundMe has been removed and shut down. $3,000 that they're not allowing her to recover that she was using for political activism funding. So she's going to be on the air to talk about that as well. And then if I can get a dot cam, stacks of news, and I'm going to try to get through every single one of these stacks because each stack has a different meaning and a different reason why it is important. But I came in with that report from Greg Reese on the Wahaj family and the New Mexico terrorism compound case because this obviously should have made much wider spread news. And I don't use this. I'm not sitting here saying, oh my gosh, this is the biggest news story ever. I'm sitting here saying, notice how you have this news story and the mainstream media just doesn't even touch it. And Greg Reese has been following it. There are new developments in this case every week. Huge, massive developments. Now all five of them, are going to walk in this deal. I mean, what? So that's why InfoWars has to exist, folks. The mainstream news, cable television, corporate media have total control over the narrative, if not for independent news outlets and independent people like Mark Dice going on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook and having their own news, having their own opinions, having their own broadcast, beating cable news, bigger audiences than cable news. Honestly, I mean, it's not even close. I wonder if the clip is still up on Drudge. Pull up Drudge, guys. Drudge puts out the cable news ratings for this Tuesday night, and Fox News just dominates. I mean, just dominates. CNN barely even on the board. CNN is about to be knocked off the board, ladies and gentlemen. That's how pathetic and failing CNN is. They're about to be non-even existent in the top 10. Better watch out. You might get shadow banned.
It's the Ferengi ambassador.
This is what they now call electronic circumvention. This is when an unhuman enters a broadcast that has not yet been banned. So now, Alex, you are what they consider electronic circumvention. How does that feel?
And remember, when Rubio said he didn't know who I was either, that's all part of that unpersoning.
What is that? Who are you? Who are you?
I just don't exist.
Who is this man that's in the InfoWars studio? Has anybody ever seen this man before? How did he get in here?
Hey, seriously, though.
I've never seen this man before.
Did you notice how Brett Hume put a thing out saying, this is why no one takes Jones serious? Because I was like, I'm Marco Rubio. I'll kick your butt. I was making a joke.
We've got a security.
Hume can't do that. He just walks around D.C. going, I'm so powerful, like everyone else in that pathetic swamp.
How did it feel to be one of the only men on out there?
Well, I mean, those senators, most of them, just look like egomaniac, corrupt lawyers. That's why we're screwed. It's lawyers that sold out Nixon. It's lawyers trying to sell out Trump. It's just a bunch of GD globalist wimps that all glad hand each other.
Hold on, Alex. Everyone wants to know, though, for real. After you and Rubio had your little thing off camera, did he invite you to a bubble bath party?
And I'm not against the fact that he was part of bubble bath parties.
No, nobody's against bubble bath parties. I'm just asking if you got the invite.
I'm not into all male bubble bath parties.
All right.
Now.
So you didn't get the invite, I guess?
With the Swedish bikini team.
What about a Russian ballerina quartet?
You know, I wouldn't know what to do with women like that.
I think Marco Rubio, he's the one you got to leave it up to. He'll take him to a nice bubble bath party.
I'm going
to
say it. I want to date Marco Rubio.
There it is. Would you like to officially ask Marco Rubio out on a date right now? There it is. Can we get us a close up? Alex Jones officially wants to take Marco Rubio out on a date. You've now seen it. I don't know how much of that you can see. We might need a cleaning crew. We need a security team and a cleaning team stat. Because an unhuman just came in here, asked Marco Rubio out on a date, and then showed the camera what would happen to Marco Rubio should he take him up on the offer. That's nice. Can you even... Hold on. Go to that camera. Go back to that camera. Let's see. Let's get a zoom in on the nice tumblers here. Let's see how these nice InfoWars tumblers look on the Zoom cam that just got the Marco Rubio job. Can we get the Marco Rubio job? What? Is it malfunctioning? The Marco Rubio job has malfunctioned the camera. No, it's good. The Marco Rubio spit shine actually did a good job. There it is. Look at that. Wow, the Marco Rubio spit shine actually made the camera even higher definition. I guess you get a better satellite feed, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, but for real, those are the InfoWars tumblers right there. $5 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. $5 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code WARROOM. There's four different designs. There's two different sizes. You're seeing it all right now on the HD cam there that just got the Rubio spit shine. $5 off with coupon code WARROOM, the brand new InfoWars tumblers. And they're moving like hotcakes. You can see here, I started with 8 on the desk. I'm now down to 6 because some Democrats have been coming in here and absconding with the InfoWars tumblers. Or maybe it was one of the crew. Or maybe it was the Russians. Maybe it was a Russian bot. Maybe it was Marco Rubio getting ready for the next bubble bath. All right, maybe we shouldn't give Marco Rubio. You know what? For Marco Rubio, I just think that he should know that coupon code WARROOM also works for him, too. So if Marco Rubio wants to get one of these, I heard he's a big fan of the meme as a Wolverine. I heard that's Marco Rubio's favorite InfoWars graphic is the Trump meme as a Wolverine. I've actually heard he wears that under his suit, the red T-shirt. Yeah, that's Marco's favorite right there. Marco Rubio's favorite InfoWars Tumblr is mean as a Wolverine. Because it's Little Trump? Is that why? Because it's Little Trump? So Little Marco's favorite InfoWars Tumblr is the Little Trump. Mean like a Wolverine. And Marco, right now, with coupon code WARROOM, you can get your mean like a Wolverine Trump InfoWars Tumblr for $5 off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can't beat that, even if you're Marco Rubio, swimming your way through a bubble bath party. There it is right there. Mean like a Wolverine. It's Little Trump. It's Little Rubio. It holds your water so you don't spill it at a presidential debate.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
It's getting crazier, ladies and gentlemen.
Back down.
From UFOs at Trump International. I think it was in Florida. People claiming UFOs were hovering above
Trump International. And I'll keep this world. To Alex Jones raiding the swamp and causing the swamp creatures to go pale in the face and you know what, their britches. And everything that's going on, and anybody who follows me knows that I follow Brazilian politics a little bit. I've got friends in Brazil, and I'm a fan of Bolsonaro, and I'm a fan of Lava Jato. And this is just now breaking out of Brazil before I get to these shocking clips from Sheryl Sandberg yesterday on The Hill. Jair Bolsonaro, they're calling him the Brazilian Donald Trump, has just been stabbed in the abdomen in the streets of Brazil at a campaign event. This is like Donald Trump being stabbed during the campaign in 2016, ladies and gentlemen. Jair Bolsonaro's campaign is Brazil over everything, God over everyone. And he was just stabbed in the streets of Brazil. And guess what? It just won him the election. Former army, they call him a far right candidate. That's total BS. He's just a nationalist. And there the crew has the video of him getting hauled off by a crowd of people in Brazil after being stabbed in the abdomen by a radical leftist terrorist in Brazil. Just like here in America, nationalist candidates rising in Italy, nationalist candidates rising in Europe, nationalist candidates rising in Brazil, and they stab him. And you just won him the election. And now Operation Car Wash, the Brazilian drain the swamp, just got more powerful. If you don't think stabbing a man in the stomach is going to make him fight harder, you got another thing coming. So you've got that going on. Then with all of this Facebook and Twitter and everything censorship, stunning comments made on The Hill. Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook. And I was glad to hear Millie and Alex talk about it today on the Alex Jones Show, because that woman really has, I mean, she's got the presence of just a totalitarian control freak. Listen to Sheryl Sandberg in clip 14, deciding that she and Facebook are the arbiters of truth. They are going to decide the reality for you. It's Facebook. Trust Facebook. Listen to what Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook says about how they're going to fight fake news.
Ms. Sandberg, you mentioned a number of things that would violate your standards. For example, hate speech, advocacy of violence. What about when we're dealing with real people, authentic users, intentionally spreading false information? And obviously there are huge free speech implications there. But for example, what if a real person, a U.S. citizen, says that victims of a mass shootings were actually actors, for example? Would that violate your standards? And if the answer is no, how should we, and I mean government and industry, deal with those very real challenges?
Well, let me start by saying I find claims like that personally unbelievably upsetting. If you've been a victim or a parent of a victim, they deserve all our full support.
Pause it right here real quick, because how is it, though, that Facebook even has this responsibility? When did the social media giants become the arbiters of truth? When did they become the platforms of dictating what is reality, what you can see and what you can't see? When did we all of a sudden hand our consciousness over to these social media giants? And if they are going to act like that, and they are going to decide, not as a public forum, but as a liability platform where they're liable for free speech, which is really where they're going, how come it's only targeted towards one side of the aisle? And you can have Peter Fonda, you know, say Barron Trump needs to be locked in a cage and raped. You can have Sarah Jung, editor of the New York Times, have dozens of tweets how bad white people are. It goes on and on. You've seen all the cases. Death threats every day against Trump and conservatives. No censorship for those people. But if you put out a tweet saying, you know, I'm black, I like Trump, and saying monkey isn't a bad thing, well, then you're censored on Facebook. You're censored on social media. So when did all of a sudden the social media become the arbiters of reality? And if we're going to hand them over those reins of power, how come we're allowing them to dictate what speech exists and it's clearly political? All right, let's go back to Sandberg.
information is very, very difficult, especially if you're dedicated to expressing free expression. And sometimes free expression is expressing things you strongly disagree with. In the case of misinformation, what we do is we refer it to third-party fact-checkers. We don't think we should be the arbiter of what's true and what's false, and we think that's really important.
Oh, yeah, you're just up here saying that.
Third-party fact-checkers then mark it as false. If it's marked as false, we dramatically decrease the distribution on our site. We warn you if you're about to share it. We warn you if you have shared
it. So why is Facebook doing that?
Importantly, we show related articles next to that so people can see alternative facts. The fundamental
alternative facts
speech can often be countered by good speech. And if someone says something's not true and they say it incorrectly, someone else has the opportunity to say, actually, you're wrong, this is true. And that's what we're working on through our systems.
Oh, except that's what you're stopping. I mean, this is so tongue-twisted, like Medusa, unbelievable. This woman is a you know, I've consciously tried to tell myself to stop insulting people's, you know, appearance and stuff. But, I mean, you can just feel the presence. That woman is just, I mean, that is a vulture. Let's now go to Sheryl Sandberg. This one is probably even more shocking. Facebook admitting to you they meddle in the elections.
Terms and on elections around the world. Our efforts in recent elections from Germany to Italy to Mexico to the Alabama special Senate election show us that the investments we are making are yielding results.
Oh, wow. You just admit you meddle in elections.
As Chairman Burr said, that we cannot stop interference by ourselves. We're working with outside experts, industry, partners, and governments, including
interference
law enforcement,
in what?
To share information about threats
your Facebook.
And prevent abuse. We're getting better at finding and stopping our opponents, from financially motivated troll farms to sophisticated military intelligence operations.
Oh, give me a break.
Intelligence government have access to.
Any military intelligence telling you that they have sophisticated Facebook operations?
And that's why we will continue working closely with law enforcement. Chairman Burr, I want to thank you for your leadership. Vice Chairman Warner, I want to thank you for your white paper, which has so many ideas on how we can work together to strengthen our defense.
This woman is a two-headed snake.
Senators, let me be clear. We are more determined than our opponents, and we will keep fighting.
What opponents? Who are your opponents?
When bad actors try to use our site, we will block
them. Who are the bad actors?
When content violates our policies, we will take it down.
What are your policies? You never clarify it.
When our opponents use new techniques, we will
share them. All right, bring Sheryl Sandberg down. So this is incredible, folks. You need to share that link. Share that clip far and wide. Facebook just admitted they meddle in elections. I mean, here's Facebook telling you everything we're doing. We're censoring things. We're being the arbiters of truth. We're meddling in elections. Our results are positive. We have opponents. We have enemies. We're in control. And Congress just sits around there and spins like a top. They have no idea what's going on. This Congress has failed us miserably.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We can't have the wool pulled over our eyes here and let Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook and then Google not show up, sit here and act like, oh, we're not censoring free speech. There's no politics involved here. We're not colluding with the Democrats. We're not trying to be the arbiters of truth. We're just trying to be fair, and we're trying to make sure that everything out there is real. There's no collusion. There's no political agenda here. No. Go back to sleep, America. And then our failing, floppy, pathetic Congress doesn't do anything 11 times when they have these hearings, when it's all going on. It's clearer than day with zero fog. It's like the only people that get it are Diamond and Silk, who have to go up there and make a scene of it because nobody else seems to get it. It's like we need to elect Diamond and Silk to Congress. They're more effective than everyone else. We need to elect Alex Jones to Congress. He's more effective than everyone else. Is that what this is going to take for real? None of us want to run for Congress. That's the thing. None of us want to be in government. But it's like we have to drain this swamp almost. But here's the thing. It doesn't stop there, folks. You've seen it everywhere. They're removing conservatives not only off all the social media platforms, but they're removing them off of crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe and PayPal. And Caitlin Bennett, who's comes on the show almost weekly now because she gets attacked weekly. Whether it's them telling her, oh, you can have a march for the Second Amendment on campus. Oh, wait, no, you can't. Whether she's getting censored, whether she's getting attacked and threatened. But now PayPal has removed her crowdfunding ability by taking her off PayPal. So she runs Liberty Hangout. She's known as the Kent State Gun Girl. She was once called Goldilocks by a liberal that thought that was an insult. It's Caitlin Bennett. She joins me now. So Caitlin, tell my audience what happened and why you were banned from PayPal. And I believe you haven't recovered $3,000. Am I correct?
Yeah. So I actually got kicked off of GoFundMe. I started a PayPal trying to raise those funds back. But I had $3,600 waiting to be given to me in my bank. And these leftist groups just raided it and lied about what I am and what I stand for. And GoFundMe just took it down without even questioning it.
Okay, so wait a second. I'm sorry, because I should have done better to know that. I apologize for saying PayPal, not GoFundMe. So just clarify real quick. So What were you had a GoFundMe page. What was your GoFundMe page for? And then who attacked it and had it taken down?
So the GoFundMe page was for people to donate to help me pay for security costs at the rally that I'm having at Kent State campus September 29th.
Which Kent State put the onus on you. They said you have to pay for security if you want to do this. So you went ahead and did it.
Yes. Yeah, so we had the GoFundMe set up before we decided to go through registering it with the university. That's ultimately what we're going to do. And it's going to cost me and the student group thousands of dollars to pay for the police to be there and to pay for security for our speakers, because that's what the school requires. And, you know, we're okay with paying that. We will go along with that. That's fine. So we were going to use these funds to help pay for these security fees that we are not going to be able to pay for unless we have donations. And Black Lives Matter in Cleveland and Great Lakes Antifa decided to raid it and tell GoFundMe that this was actually a white supremacist rally and we're racist and that it has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Complete lie.
So did GoFundMe actually reach out to you? Have you heard from them, or they just erased your account?
They just erased the campaign. They sent me an email that said that I violated their terms and conditions, did not give me a specific term or condition that I violated, and there was no appeal process, and all the money's gone. Even if I got the campaign back, I wouldn't get that $3,600 back because it's already back in people's bank accounts.
So did the money go back to the original donors? Have you confirmed that?
It has, yeah. People have been messaging me saying that they got a refund.
So GoFundMe gets essentially leftist, radical leftists who are out to get you. They get reports from them saying you're doing this march for alternative purposes that are all lies. GoFundMe does no research, does not reach out to you, just takes it as fact and stops your crowdfunding effort. I mean,
yep, that's exactly what happened.
Now here's the precedent here to me that they would be setting if this was the true story, but it's not. The precedent that they would be setting is to say this. That means that now you, Caitlin, you can go find some Black Lives Matter GoFundMe and go complain and say, hey, look, this is a racist group. They're planning terrorist activities, and GoFundMe will shut it down. Oh, but wait, that's not the case. You could go complain about every leftist GoFundMe page, and you could make all kinds of claims, just like they made against you, totally inaccurate, but do it, and GoFundMe wouldn't shut any of them down. They shut yours down because it's clear now that GoFundMe has gone along with the Democrat political agenda to censor conservatives and to stop them from having free and fair exercise in the free market.
Oh, absolutely. If I went and even reported their campaign about wanting to host a meeting and needing funds for it to like buy drinks or something, but if it wasn't true, if that's really what the money was not being used for. But because it's Black Lives Matter, GoFundMe would be absolutely okay with it. It doesn't matter because, you know, if we did anything towards Black Lives Matter, then we would be racist. That's how our political climate works. That's how these crowdfunding things work. They all favor leftists and they believe their lies. And I'm so disgusted that these people would, in these groups, these Black Lives Matter and Antifa groups, would go and lie to financially burden someone from spreading their message. They know who I am. They know my message of campus carry. It has nothing to do with race. But
yeah,
they don't care.
In fact, your friend that's kind of been your partner in this is Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they claim that I paid her. So that's.
Oh, yeah. Answer. Yeah. That's right. See, isn't it ridiculous how they denigrate Black people like that? Like, oh, yeah, no Black person can think for themselves. You must have paid them off. And then Black people, yeah, they'll just take any payment. I mean, that's so racist.
Yep, and they demeaned her to the point where she got off of Twitter for about 2 weeks because she couldn't handle it. She said that she's never experienced so much backlash than from the people who look like her and who are supposed to support her the most.
Well, this is crazy. I mean, this isn't like a real thing, but you go and you look at the CIA fake Black culture that they created. It's, you know, guns, right? Gangsters carrying the guns. So that used to be part of the fake CIA Black culture that they brought up in the rap industry. But it's like now they don't even cling to that anymore. It's like anytime it's just such selective outrage. It's unbelievable. I guess they are not aware of it. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. But, you know, I remember, Caitlin, when it kind of became a craze where you had a bunch of young girls doing the whole gun rights things, posting pictures of themselves with their guns at their waist and everything. And it's fine. There were haters. There were lovers. It's all fair. But I remember when all that was going on, I remember seeing you and seeing what you were doing and saying, that's the real deal. She is the real deal. And you'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, this is not casting shade or being insulting. Caitlin Bennett is the real deal. They are trying to intimidate and bully her right now from stopping her activism, and she's keeping fighting. So just quickly in 30 seconds here, and we'll get to it on the other side of the break. Are you going to go through with this march despite all the attacks against you?
Yeah, so it's happening. The school is in compliance. We're working with the school. We have a new crowdfunding source link up, and I will give that to you guys after we come back.
All right, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do then. Unbelievable. LibertyHangout.com is her website. Caitlin Bennett, you can follow her on Twitter until they ban her there too, but that won't stop her. You know, we're in it for a fight, so keep throwing punches. We'll just keep punching back and winning. It's fine. All right. Here we go. 3:47 Central Time. On Thursday, September 6th, 2018, and Alex Jones, last bastion of freedom on the internet, on Twitter, @RealAlexJones, has been suspended. And now you're looking at the War Room Twitter account, which has also just been suspended. You know what? Oh, it's just Alex Jones, so we're still alive? Are we still alive on Twitter? @WarRoomShow, still alive on Twitter for now. That is until Alex breaks into the studio again. And then they hit us with electronic circumvention. All right, so Alex has now kicked off Twitter. I wonder why. Do you think it was because Bubble Boy Marco Rubio said he was bullying him yesterday? But that was in the real physical realm. This is why it's so ridiculous. You know why they banned Alex Jones. It has nothing to do with anything other than they want him silenced. They don't like his politics. They don't like his audience's politics. They don't like the fact that he has power. They don't like the fact that they're winning. They don't like the fact that he inspires people like Caitlin Bennett to go out and change the world. That's why they're shutting Alex down. Oh. All right, InfoWars Army. All right, InfoWars Army. You see, here's what they're underestimating. People want the Alex Jones show. So when you take the Alex Jones Show away from them, they get mad. So I started the InfoWars Army. Enlist today at InfoWarsArmy.com. We come in peace and love. With a big, fat 50-foot sign rolling across the major highway in your major city. Free Alex Jones. Free Caitlin Bennett. All right, Caitlin. We just had that news come across. Alex Jones now. What does Alex even have left? We've got he's got InfoWars.com. That's it. That's it for Alex. I mean, we've got Real.Video. We've got BitChute. And InfoWars.com/show. Alex has been banned now. Alex is 100% totally banned from the mainstream pipeline. So Alex is now officially unhuman. He's not allowed to exist. They're going to try to ban him in the 3D world next, now that we're going to force it out there. So there you go. And this is not just happening to Alex Jones. He's the biggest case. He's the test case that they can take down the great blue whale, Alex, and they can, take down Caitlin Bennett and get away with it. And that's what they're doing now. So, Caitlin, you're fighting back against this. You were crowdfunding for security to have a Second Amendment march at Kent State. And you've endured all kinds of attacks from the left. You've been dealing with the university kind of, taking back their word on certain deals, but you've decided to fight that. So now your most recent crusade is fighting back against them taking away your crowdfunding. So where is the Second Amendment rally at right now on Kent State's campus, led by yourself?
So it's going through. We're going to have a student organization sponsor it so we can have total control over our reserve space, just to kind of keep things in check and remove people who are causing trouble. We don't want any of that there. The crowdfunding for that right now is through my personal PayPal, which is on my Twitter account, KateMarieOX. And then I also set up an account on GivingFuel. That's what a lot of right-wing people use because it doesn't play into, the leftist narrative, and they don't believe all of it. So they're very supportive of that. Someone was supposed to put it up, but the account wasn't working, but it is on it will be on my Twitter. It will be on my Facebook page. So everybody can find that there. We're hoping that this ignites something in a lot of people who are so sick of the lies from the leftists and the media. And we come out even more than what I had to begin with. And all the funds are going to be used for student groups on college campuses around the nation, for them to support gun rights on their campus. It's not even going to me. It's going to student groups. And I think that's the most disgusting thing, that they took this away from students.
I mean, I'm just sitting here and it's just like, how much more evidence do we have to compile to present a case here that this is so clearly political censorship? I mean, this is not even debatable. This is absurd that they can pull the wool over America's eyes and act like this is normal behavior, act like they're doing this for America's protection, act like they're fair and balanced. It's all BS. They're clearly colluding. It's clearly a leftist, I won't even say slant, it's an agenda. Straight up, it's an agenda. I mean, what do you expect to happen? Because you're going through with the march. When is it? September 27th, is it?
29th.
Okay, so September 29th at Kent State University on campus. And what are you expecting? Where are you meeting up? Where is it happening? And what are you expecting?
It's going to be on Risman Plaza, which is called the K. To everybody who knows anything about Kent State, it's on the K. And I'm expecting it to go very well, actually. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of commotion. I don't think there's going to be a lot of trouble there, because we will have control of the reserve space. And because we'll be paying thousands of dollars for it, because I know people who support me and support the message, I know that we'll come out on top, and we won't let the fact that GoFundMe shut me down prevent this from happening, because I know we can organize and get together and fund this to happen. We will have total control over our reserve space. So anybody who even wants to cause trouble will not be allowed in there. I think it's going to go well. I think we're going to talk to a lot of students about campus carry. I think we're going to change a lot of people's minds. And we are going to start a national discussion once more. And this time it's going to be led by students instead of just me taking a picture.
Has Kent State done anything about all the threats you've received from current students?
No, I actually, when I was a senior there, this woman wrote an email describing how she wanted me raped and how she wanted me to have an abortion and kill myself. And the student conduct told me that it doesn't impede my education, so they can't do anything to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just being threatened by rape and death. You should be able to learn fine in that environment. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. And I couldn't carry a gun to protect myself. And those were the messages I was getting.
I just can't even believe that this is going on. Because, like I said, we've had 11 hearings, and they bring up the social media giants, and Congress just totally fails us every time. It's like, wait, what are these people doing? I mean, Congress is so out of touch with reality on this issue, it's mind-boggling. It's honestly mind-boggling how out of touch with reality they are on this issue. But Caitlin Bennett, support her. Let's pull up her Twitter one more time, guys. Pull up the website where people can go to support her. And do you have an event page for your Kent State gun rally?
I do. I have an event page on Facebook. If you type in Caitlin Bennett on Facebook, my page will come up. It's actually called Kate's Unsafe Space because, you know, all the leftists need safe spaces on college campuses. But that's what it's called on Facebook. I have about 108,000 followers on there. And it's some of the best supporting conservatives I've ever seen, you know, be attached to something. My fans are great on Facebook. They're not like Twitter. Twitter is just nasty, but Facebook is really nice. We're a very good, tight-knit community there. You can find all the information there. I post very personally on my Facebook page because it's such a calmer environment. And I'll post everything about everything that's happening. And you can find the event page there as well.
All right. Before she gets banned, folks, go find her on Facebook and Twitter. She'll get banned because she's so real. And she's a patriot that fights. So they're going to have to ban her eventually, too. Caitlin Bennett, thanks so much. Keep up the good work. And amazing, folks. She documents all the threats against her on Twitter, and yet those people are allowed to exist on Twitter, and Kent State University has no interest in doing anything about those crazed students. So, Caitlin Bennett, you're a fighter. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
All right, there she goes. You know, I just see the attacks on all these people, and I just know we have to stand together. And even with the censorship of InfoWars, I launched the InfoWars Army officially at noon on Tuesday. We've already got over 500 people enlisted. And then most of the people still don't even know that they enlisted the InfoWarsArmy.com yet, and they're just sending me an email, and they're expecting that to be their enlistment. No, you got to go to InfoWarsArmy.com and enlist. So I'm just telling you, here's the deal with this. Because I'm pretty much running this show, I'm going to have very strict rules and means to communicate with you guys because it's just how it has to be for this to work. So you have to enlist at InfoWarsArmy.com. This is phase one this week, is building the database. And then on Monday, every Monday morning, I'm not going to bombard you with emails. That's not what this is. But every Monday morning, I send out a briefing via email, and then I'm doing a live broadcast. It's going to be every Monday morning around 10 a.m. to put out the directives and talk about where we're at. But you have to first enlist at InfoWarsArmy.com. We're taking enlistments today. It's time to beat the censorship.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Come on,
watch the live.
Let's watch the magic right happen in real time. Let's get War Room kicked off Twitter too. Electronic Circumvention. I've got the Unhuman. He's the number one news story in the world in the last 24 hours because he goes to the swamp yesterday. Just by existing, he becomes the number one story. And now today, push note from Drudge. They're talking about him on both Fox News networks. Alex Jones has been permanently banned from Twitter.
And all I said to Jack Dorsey was, thank you for saying you support...
I was going to say, you were actually nice to Jack. I mean...
Thank you for supporting the First Amendment, but I did not say I...
Hey, don't touch me, man. I'll take care of you.
But I do not have battle rifles ready for the media. That's not true. Because when he gets asked about that, he goes, I know. But we think, because it says abusive behavior, they haven't said what yet, that it's a Dorsey who, again, Dorsey lobbies everywhere. Not Jack Darcy, but Jack Dorsey, Oliver Darcy.
Darcy.
Yes, who's always calling for me to be banned everywhere. So we're thinking it's him. I mean, this is a monster that has, like, tried to get me where I can't publish books, to get me kicked off all these things, robbing my free speech. Talk about abusive behavior. Or they may say the Marco Rubio, because the way they spin it, they have all these paid hacks that run around yelling at senators in the hallways. There's police everywhere.
They get caught paying them off.
Yeah, they go in and take over the live feeds. I don't do that. I simply go out and am waiting where he comes up to the gaggle. I start asking some questions, and they're probably going to call this assault with a battle axe. So this is it, man. A big event is coming, and I just want to say, D.C., and other areas, get ready, because Alex Jones is coming. Third Dimension Invasion Force.
That's what we have to do, though, Alex. I mean, what else can we do? They're removing you from the internet. They're removing you from the digital
platform. But listen, all we got to do is go to big events, and we'll be all over everything anyways.
And it's fine. And look, you already got the push note from Drudge, the number one news site in the world. They've already covered the story on both Fox News networks. They gave it a little blip. That's fine. That's what they do. And so this will be a national story. But exactly, Alex, we'll make it a bigger story. So they think.
By the way, I was about to do a feed on Twitter to say, you know, I like Burt Reynolds, Godspeed. Also, he has the same birthday as me.
Smokey and the Bandit.
And the same birthday as George Washington. But they changed the birthday because they changed the calendar after he was born. So I actually have the same birthday as Burt Reynolds. And so, you know, good guy, good patriot. He's gone. Wish him well. But seriously, man, they're coming after everything we do.
Well, and we just had, you know, Caitlin Bennett on, who's just a young girl who graduated from college who just wants to have a gun march. She can't even do anything. I mean, and you're the big test case, but people need to understand they're coming for everything.
We had Anthony Cumia on, who's been number one on Terrestrial Radio, number one on XM. They kicked him off for saying guys that shoot cops in the backs of the head are animals. And they're showing all this. I mean, who knows? There were these Hispanic ladies saying, your mother married her brother. You're a monkey. White people are subhuman. That went out on a Twitter feed. And so I said, you're brown KKK. Rubio got in my face. So, you know, I made jokes about the fact he likes bubble baths and stuff. Just said nothing wrong with that. I think it was probably the CNN censor guy.
Darcy.
Darcy. Yeah, Oliver, whatever his name. I mean, that guy lied into the camera and said that he's not calling for us to be censored.
Well, do we need to get the clip? I mean, we played the clip. Brian Stelter has Jack Dorsey on the show, and Dorsey admits, we hear from your people and we respond. I mean, Jack Dorsey admitted on Brian Stelter's
show. That it was Oliver Darcy doing that.
That it's CNN. Yeah, it's Oliver Darcy, Brian Stelter. They're the ones complaining about us. They're the ones flagging us. It's them. They're the losers with nothing to do going on Twitter.
I guess I should get a chair in here. Let's bring a chair in here if we can. Man, here's the deal.
Hey, look, though. We got Larry Klayman coming up next, and he's suing him.
I know a lot of folks are suing them, but see, they don't care. It's all about power ahead of the midterms. And I think when they drop their stock another 5% here today, that was a little message to
Jack.
Jack, to Jackie.
Room. Oh, that's what they did to Facebook. What happened? Facebook's stock plunged, and then what happened the next day? Alex Jones was kicked off. What happens today? Twitter's stock plunges. The next minute, Alex Jones
kicked off. They admit that George Soros is bought into all these companies.
Will you apologize for electronic circumvention?
Listen, I want to say I'm sorry to Oliver Darcy. When you all over the place say ban me and you lie about me and your network calls me lies and all this stuff, I apologize. You're right.
Don't you know, Jones? If you would have taken the money, you would have been allowed to live.
Dude. Oh, my gosh. You know what? You know what's amazing about this? But it's like because of James Bond movies, which is like some of my favorite movies. I love all the James Bond movies. Connery, Craig, Bronsman. I love all of them. But because of the movies, people are desensitized. It's like they need everything to happen for them in like 2 hours, and they have to understand it for them to actually think it's real. Like, you're actually in the middle of a James Bond movie right now. Like, you're in the middle of a sci-fi, paranormal, James Bond, extraterrestrial, cross-story novel film right now. It's actually happening. It's just, I mean, wow. So Alex Jones gets banned on Twitter, and it's unbelievable now because Larry Klayman is joining me. Founder of Judicial Watch has now launched the new website, freedomwatchusa.org. He is trying to get the White House's attention because he wants to take on Mueller. And we're going to be rejoined by Alex Jones on the next segment with Larry Klayman. But Larry, I mean, I feel like the problem, and Alex makes the point that, and I do think he's right. This is really about censoring the message before the midterm. But in the long term, I feel like the biggest problem you have with the lawsuit that you're about to launch that we're going to talk about here against these social media giants, I feel like your biggest problem is that you get new evidence and new material that you have to add to your case every day.
Oh, and that's good, actually. I won't have to amend the complaint. But as you know, I'm a former antitrust lawyer. I am, in part, still an antitrust lawyer. I was with the antitrust division when we broke up AT&T back in the Reagan administration. And the case that I filed is for restraint of trade under Sherman 1 of the antitrust laws. In other words, what they're doing, all of these companies, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, Instagram, others, they're colluding. They have conspired to restrain trade. And they're doing it either expressly or they're doing it in parallel. It's called conscious parallelism. And we have a strong case. And it's really a disgrace that Freedom Watch, my group, has to do that when the antitrust division of the Justice Department sits there twiddling its thumbs with Jeff Sessions, who does nothing anyway, on top of it, and just yesterday says, oh, I'm going to meet with state's attorney generals. What does he need state's attorney generals for? This is interstate commerce, and he's got complete control over his department with the antitrust division. So I hope that they'll join us in this case, and we can get rid of this problem real quick. I have one other quick comment. If you've been banned from Twitter today, I suspect that other little Twitter, Marco Rubio, may be behind that as well. In terms of what happened yesterday.
Yeah. It could be Rubio, Dorsey. It's really, I mean, whoever it is, CNN, it really comes down to now, and I want to get into what you just said so that the audience understands, and even I understand what you're talking about, but I think I do. But first, let me read these headlines, and then you get back to what you're talking about here. You've got the Facebook COO yesterday, Sheryl Sandberg, admitting things I couldn't even believe. Like she says, we use alternative facts to combat fake news. They admit that they're having a positive outcome with nationwide and international elections. Well, what the heck does that mean? And then, as you just mentioned, Jeff Sessions, or at least people are saying Sessions, is going to do something about this social media censorship, or at least is looking into it. I guess we'll find out whether or not anything is going on with that. But it's like they're trying to pull this Jedi mind trick, Larry, where Sheryl Sandberg gets up there and is like, yes, we are trying to fight fake news, and we're trying to fight bad actors, and we're trying to fight election interference on our social media platforms. This is good. But like the real translation here is they're censoring conservatives, they're the arbiters of truth, and they're meddling in elections. But because they rephrase it and paint it like they're helping the issues, they get away with it. Is that what you're talking about here?
Yes, and they're not just meddling in elections. They're trying to change the fabric of the country. They want the country to move far left. They are far leftists. Most of them come from Silicon Valley, San Francisco, Northern California area. And this is a way they can do it. You know, it was the printing press, Owen, during the Revolution that mobilized the colonies to have a Declaration of Independence, to wage a revolution, and to form a new nation. And they see that they're tremendously powerful in changing not just election results, but also the minds of the American people, and to get them agitated, to get the Antifas, to get the Black Lives Matters, to get other vigilantes out there to push back physically. And, of course, this is also a way of doing it mentally. So it is a huge conspiracy, but it's also a restraint of trade. And that's why I filed this antitrust case. And, you know, forget about the Justice Department. Like I said, Sessions is just another example of him pushing something off, making it look like he's doing something, you know, as he tried to do with the U.S. attorney in Utah over the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Nothing's happening there. The guy's a complete disgrace. He's a loser. And he himself is under investigation, which is why he's buried his head in the sand. Mueller is investigating his alleged Russian collusion and obstruction of justice. And this is why we need the support here, because this is expensive to take on these media giants. We are David against Goliath. And I hope people will go to freedomwatchusa.org and support us with tax-deductible contributions. Support you, because you'll need it now. Your revenue stream has been obviously affected. And people like Alex need to be able to speak. This president would not be president without Alex. And the president
or just in general, alternative news on the internet, just in general, you know, and people like yourself. So we've got 3 minutes left of this segment. What is, I mean, because Jack Dorsey, he somehow has $6 billion. Zuckerberg has $66 billion. I'd like to have a hearing on how they made that money. But regardless, the point is they have unlimited funding. They can hire as many lawyers as they want. They can fight this. But we have to have funding and lawyers to fight this back. And that is the challenge. So what do you need right now when it comes to freedomwatchusa.org and what you're doing with this lawsuit? And where can people go to get that information and help you?
We need at least to raise $100,000 quickly, because this is going to be a big fight at the level of the motions to dismiss, which clearly will be made. Lawyers always file them. And they can go to freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. Donate is tax deductible. But I need to hire more lawyers. We need to ramp up. I'm inviting people into the lawsuit. InfoWars is welcome to come in as a co-plaintiff along with Freedom Watch. And we need to take these people apart legally before they take us apart. Legally. And I might also add, Owen, is that I may even amend this case into a racketeering case, Racketeering and Corrupt Organizations Act. This is a racketeering enterprise by these various social media companies. And I might say that when I filed this case in Washington, D.C., in theory, we drew a good judge. We drew a Trump-appointed judge. We'd be dead in the water with a Clinton-appointed or Obama-appointed judge. So hopefully this guy, Judge McFadden, will give us a fair shake here. And I would think that he would. He has a good reputation.
Yeah, and the time span for this is obviously very short, with the midterms coming up in just 60 days. And they're just, I mean, they're ramping up. It's like they don't even care. Trump has said it's illegal. Trump's campaign manager said they're looking into it. Others have said they're looking into it. You're trying to get lawsuits going and other proceedings. So they just double down. They just try to pull a Jedi mind trick and say, oh, yes, We're fighting fake news and bad actors and Russians and meddling. No, we know what they're doing. And isn't it pathetic, Larry? I think that yesterday was the best example, and an overall of all the hearings with the social media giants. Isn't it just pathetic, this Congress, the 115th Congress? What an embarrassment this Congress is.
That was a dog and pony show. It was ridiculous. It was for show, not for dough. And you know, I saw what happened with Marco Rubio. I'm from Florida. I actually ran for his seat for 6 years before he had that seat. And I'm not jealous of him at all. I prefer to be doing what I'm doing right now. But I didn't win. But Marco Rubio is a two-faced, and it was a pun that I was saying before, Twitter. Okay, I was disgusted at the way he behaved with Alex. And frankly, you know, this is what he is. You know, he plays to the media. He's a phony. And frankly, nearly all of them.
Yeah, like he's going to sit there and say, oh, InfoWars.com, I've never heard of your site, dude. Yeah, right, Marco, what a fraud, totally exposed. Larry Klayman, FreedomWatchUSA.org, help him fight the big tech censorship. Back to the war room. I have to tell you, I'm actually getting probably the best exclusive in the world right now. I have access to Alex Jones, and he's the number one story in the world. And he's been now officially terminated from Twitter. The last bastion he had to go live on one of the mainstream social media networks. Alex, you've now been banned. So what do you do next? Why do you think you got banned? And what does this mean for free speech in America?
Well, I was taken down not because we lie, but because we tell the truth, and because we were popular, and because we dared go to that committee hearing and stand up to Rubio and stand up to the lies of mainstream media and speak the truth. And then when we ran into Oliver Darcy, who's the secret police captain, who admits he goes around and gets people like InfoWars taken off other platforms because we confronted that monster that has abused us and lied about us and taken our speech. You know, because of that, they took us down. And because a group of Hispanic racist women, just like the KKK can be racist, white people, came up and said, your mother married her brother, whites are monkeys. And I said, you're a racist. Well, they hit us for that as well. And because I dared speak to Lord Rubio, that happened. But they had paid Democrats yelling and screaming up and down the halls, taking over the live events. But the media spun it like I was bullying the press. I showed up and all the cameras were on me because I was a big national issue. And there was big stories pressuring the company, pressuring their stock. Soros was pressuring their stock, shorting their stock reportedly, that if they didn't take me off, they'd do this. So Jack Dorsey finally had his reason to do it. We knew it was coming. So bigger than Alex Jones, look at DrudgeReport.com, his top story. Bigger than that, let's put it up on screen, please. Bigger than that is the fact that they're making a major, major move. Today I had on Anthony Cumia of Compound Media. He's been the top terrestrial host for a while, was top on XM, got kicked off. Now he got last week kicked off Facebook and off of Twitter. They're banning everyone, and they use me as the cover story. They first demonize who I am, build a straw man, and then they attack that straw man and remove it. So thank God DrudgeReport.com has been so integral in this. Drudge is the only mega site now, more traffic than any other news site in the world, number two website, period. Thank God Drudge Report's covering it. Obviously, he has to link to CNBC right now because he doesn't have our analysis of what happened. But we have the raw video on InfoWars.com. A lot of it was on Twitter. A lot of it's from other servers. But a lot of it now is on our own website because we knew the censorship was coming. And you can see me say, thank you, Jack Dorsey, for saying you support free speech. Thank you. But I did not say, as you said when I was banned for 7 days a few weeks ago, get your battle rifles ready for the media. I said, Antifa says they're coming to our houses, members of Congress, members of ICE, get ready with your battle rifles to protect yourself there. So they're clearly gearing up for a false flag on mainstream media. They're clearly gearing up to say that we're violent and we're bad. This is the deep state striking back and really pressuring these tech firms to censor. I was there at two of the hearings yesterday, and Republicans, but mainly Democrats, we're sitting there over and over and over again saying, we're going to regulate you with the whole Senator Warner plan. But Facebook said, oh, thank you, it's so helpful, if you don't start censoring. So that's what this is about. We're 60 days out from the election at midnight tonight. It's all unfolding, and they want us to shut up. Look, anybody can go to Congress and go to these hearings and talk to the media. Anybody could go and stick their camera in Marco Rubio's face. So that's why we're calling for the InfoWars Army to peacefully go to all these events. Just go to the metal detector, get your live feed, go. Or if you don't even have a live feed, give it to us. We'll put it out. No one can stop you ahead of this big event that they've got ready. And Marco Rubio walked over. You wait outside the side door. It's where they come out. So we're waiting. He walks over to us. We're there. The media said that I jumped into somebody else's interview. No, I was there saying, hey, I'm the one they're talking about in the hearing. I'm the one they're claiming is a Russian agent. I'm the one that's been talking about in all these other hearings. I'm the person on the front page of the paper. I want you to do something. Conservatives and libertarians are being persecuted. We're being shut down. Rubio went, I don't know who you are, man. Get out of here. You're nobody. You're banned. And later today, he gave an interview and said, no, I know who Jones is. I don't want to give me attention. Yeah, no kidding. But that elitist response of saying, I don't know who you are. I was very polite to Rubio at the first part of the interview. But that's another thing. They don't want me on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter because they want to lie about me and not have me respond. When we, our own feeds yesterday, I looked this morning, had 5 million views of our videos on Twitter despite a shadow ban. We're still shadow banned. They still had us in like a, you know, those dog collars, the dog catcher takes the dog to the pound.
It's like a governor on a golf cart. When you're going down the hill, it makes sure you can't go past a certain speed.
Yeah, they already had us governed over 90%. So they were pretending. But even though the governor couldn't keep us back, everybody else was just copying it and using it as a feeder. And that's why we've almost got push notifications. We better get them done for the apps. So every time we go live, the push notification goes out to everybody. It only goes out when the main shows start every day. That's not enough. We just got to do that now. It's got to happen now. Well, and we also post videos that are in our format to Infowars.com and to Real Video that Mike Adams started. So people need to use that as the feeder to get it and then post it everywhere yourself, other platforms. This is a war. And they believe shutting us down will set the precedent for all of this. It's just unbelievable to see the full-on assault on this country and the full-on assault on President Trump.
And isn't that the key, though, Alex? Because Twitter and YouTube and Facebook is where 90% of media consumption goes down and marketing happens on the web. Now that you're off of there, they're already financially crippling you. But like you said, it's that ability to go live and to jack into the matrix in real time. Something breaks, big hashtag, boom, Alex Jones is live. They have to stop that. You know, that's their biggest thing. So now,
well, I forgot to say that. We were number one on Twitter today, still in the top five today. And they're like, geez, we can't get rid of this guy. Yeah, because people want freedom. And they want to watch what I really did. I got calls yesterday from Congress people. I got calls from all sorts of other famous folks. I'm not going to name. Going, man, I'm here at my shop or I'm here at my company. We hardly can get work done. All we're watching is you at the Capitol. Okay, I get it. You kicked me out of cyberspace where I can sit here and talk about it from Austin. Well, I and others are just going to actually physically come out now.
Yeah, don't they get it, though? If they didn't like what happened yesterday at D.C., they've just now given you an invite to your front door saying, all right, come back. We don't want you on the internet. They could keep you in Austin. You'll sit over there in the studio. You'll do 10 broadcasts a day, defeating them in real time, and they can at least do their whole ceremonious thing at Congress. But now they don't even want you to do that, so you have to go to Congress and beat them. So now,
and then the media, who's always paying people to go disrupt, and Soros inside the hearings, I didn't do that, goes, look how disruptive he is. Like Slate said, see Republicans, ban him. See how bad he is? What does that even mean? I've never liked establishment Republicans. So exactly, they are just absolutely, totally, and completely out of control. And they act like it's weird that I was there arguing with people at press conferences when that's all that's going on inside those halls.
What do people think happened in America's history to even make this country great? There used to be standoffs. You used to challenge people, and you'd literally put your ideas on your life.
Well, that's it. The political establishment doesn't like Democrats or Republicans being challenged, and they want to go after the president. The takeaway is they're moving against the president. They want 25th Amendment removal. When he's turned the economy around so many great things, they're panicking. They're scared. They're making their move on all of us right now. This signifies the gloves are off. They're trying to destroy our basic birthright.
We're bringing
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Okay, Alex Jones, you're unhuman. You're banned from the internet. So Alex Jones' Twitter account, the last mainstream social media platform that allowed Alex Jones to exist, Twitter has just terminated his account. The last mainstream social media platform where Alex could go live at any time and report and reach his audience of millions and millions of people worldwide, they have now banned him. Alex Jones then comes on as a guest, and he's coming on again here to address this, because as soon as he comes on, we get kicked off of Facebook, where we had our biggest audience on social media, and they're now lobbying to have us removed from Twitter. So I was actually going to play the Alex Jones versus Marco Rubio to try to get their attention, but Alex has graced us with his presence once again. Here's the thing, Alex. This is what I think is the most obvious thing that has shows why Congress is so inept. You've got leftists making death threats to Trump and conservatives every day.
You've got ISIS and Antifa saying kill everybody on Twitter. And then Jack Dorsey acted like leaving me up a few weeks, dangling me out there over the sharks, that he was free speech to cover for all of his shadow banning and the rest of it.
And what did they do? They say, well, I think we're going to, or, you know.
Oh, they're like, he was rude at press conferences. They have paid people yelling and screaming and falling down inside the committees paid by Soros. But let me tell you why, Owen. This is why we were banned. They're scared of us. They're scared of the populist movement. Their internal polls show a big red wave. There's nationalism sprouting up all over the world. They know that their bans of not just me, but millions of other people have angered folks. And so they are now moving aggressively. And we're almost done with our own live feeds, our own posted feeds. We have them at Infowars.com/show. We have our own podcast you've got to specifically subscribe to that goes directly to you, because we had 16 million plus subscribers between the three shows on iTunes. Now they went and noticed that iTunes was only an index of us. iTunes only set up a page where you go post where your podcast is, and they can sell advertising and make money off you. The left is saying, well, wait, like TiVo or DVR, go in and delete the thousands of shows of Alex Jones, the millions of subscribers, because people still have those on their machines and can still get them. They're wanting Apple to go into your phone or your computer and delete it when, like, it's a DVR, because they figured out people are still going to InfoWars and it didn't hurt us that bad. We had already been shadow banned by Google and by YouTube and by Twitter and by Facebook, and they were pretending they hadn't already ratcheted us back 96%. And so now Jack Dorsey just played along a few weeks until he did this to, again, cover up the news that they're censoring millions of other people and make it about Alex Jones for a couple more hours. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, because they are so afraid of us, and they're so afraid of you getting involved and going to Congress to press conferences yourself and asking questions in live streaming. Be confident like those arrogant reporters. Get in their face. It is because I'm confident and I want my country back, they hate me. It's because Trump is confident and wants his country back that he is the enemy. So again, that's what's going on here. That's what's unfolding. That's why they want us shut down. And so I'm in an information war. I'm not trying to win popularity contest here with the establishment or go kiss their butt. You go to D.C., all you see is total worship of the establishment and reporters crawling around on the floor with their cameras, like archetypally in front of these weird, skexy lawyers up there who just want more money and more power, clinging onto life like a dead cicada on a branch. We don't want to be those people. I'm not trying to take over their hierarchy of power. I'm trying to overturn their whole system, and they're working with communist China. And so, yes, I'm going to be arriving at congressional testimonies. I'm going to be arriving at state testimonies. I'm going to be arriving at gubernatorial events, and I'm going to be challenging listeners to come out on their own streams and their own systems, but also sending us the raw video to put at Infowars.com/show. We're very close to launching our own YouTube style system. We're working with Mike Adams of naturalnews.com with real.video. We're working with so many new platforms, and it's so exciting. But the big thing is America is already awake and knows what's going on. Matt Drudge is awake and knows what's happening. It's like 5 months ago when they said that we said nobody died at Parkland and they banned us on YouTube. I put two videos up. It was your videos that got banned. It was us talking about police stand down. We did not say people didn't die. 14.5 million views over the weekend, those two videos. One got like 10 million, one 4.5 million. That totally changed. YouTube put us back up and said, okay, that was a mistake. Whoever banned Jones was a rogue employee. Well, they banned a bunch of other people that weekend. So they say abusive behavior. I stand by seeing Oliver Darcy, who is the police dog of the free speech, who is the secret policeman of the thought police that lobbies everywhere to have me taken off. I was meeting the fraud that destroyed our billions of viewers on YouTube. I was facing the horrible little corporate creature from the loins of Glenn Beck. And I was proudly exposing him as an arrogant, just person that signed on to the establishment and was just shaking with pleasure over what he'd done and all of it. So it's abusive to stand up to thugs and monsters like him. But here's the good news. His tweets get maybe 100 retweets with all of CNN's power behind it. Ours get hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands. That's why. Because no one wants him. He's already a failure. He thinks if the universe was devoid of us, he could finally be somebody. Instead of joining us as being a human, being a man, instead of a sociopath. He's a monster. He's a public figure. It's not bullying when this person writes hundreds of articles saying ban us to sit there and do it. Notice Twitter doesn't say we're banned. They say abusive behavior. It's that. And it's talking to the Senator Marco Rubio, who arrogantly walks over. We're waiting where they come over. Ignores me. Goes, I don't know who you are. Blah, blah, blah. China censors. I'm like, they're censoring now. I don't know who you are. I swear to God, which everybody knows is pure BS. So why are they doing it? They want to silence me. They want to silence you. So when I mean, I was there yesterday and had them calling me a Nazi. They said in a bunch of mainstream publications that Jones sat next to neo-Nazis. Chuck Johnson, who just so happened to be up there in the same row, is an internet free speech guy and a troll. You could say I'm a troll sometimes. Laura Loomer's a Jewish right-wing activist wearing a big Star of David, and they said he sat by the Nazis, Laura Loomer and Chuck Johnson. So, again, they want to say we're Nazis and then not let us respond. But here's the deal. We have over 200 radio stations. We have over 400 TV stations. We have over 100 cable stations, and we're growing, and that's why they're scared. And then those stations have their own internet feeds, and their listeners have their own feeds, and everyone can take clips out of this show aggressively and clips out of every other show. And they can go and they can put them out on platforms, and they cannot stop you. They think they've broken your will. They think they can deplatform you so you'll cower. But the truth is, you're going to call C-SPAN and plug Infowars.com. You're going to call talk radio. You're going to do your own video. You're going to do your own satirical videos. You're going to call it puppies and kittens and put our videos out, because you realize the referendum is now, if they can shut down Infowars, they can shut us all down. There's an old story that's true in a slave revolt that happened in Rome, where they had this gladiatory school and they were too abusive. So the gladiators revolted. It caused a slave revolt. The Romans almost lost Rome. Foreign armies couldn't beat them, but the slave revolt happened. And they were looking for Spartacus to crucify him. Truth is, he was already crucified. They were saying, we're going to kill you and your family. Tell us where Spartacus is. And hundreds and hundreds and thousands stood up and said, I am Spartacus. And so you are all InfoWars now. You are all Alex Jones now. And you are being banned. You're being persecuted. They're using me as a smokescreen 60 days out of a big event that's coming. They banned me because they're scared of you. They banned me because America's going authoritarian to counter Trump. They banned me because all these companies want to enter China. I watch Democrat senators criticize Jack Dorsey for not getting in line with China's rules. They said, well, other companies are there, Google and Apple. Why aren't you there? What are you doing wrong? They were cheerleading the Democrats for communist China. Google won't even work with the Pentagon or the Department of Defense, but they're moving to China. I mean, they're the big authoritarians, and they don't want us on air because we're not sellouts and we're not kissing their butts, and we dare stand up and speak out.
We've got big breaking news coming, folks. And guess what? The biggest story in the world right now is Alex Jones. And the only place you can find him is Infowars.com and Infowars.com/show. And we're now getting more exclusive intel on exactly why we've been banned. Don't listen to the excuses they give you. They claim that we just got banned from Facebook because of an audio track that led into one of the segments that's been leading into segments here on the War Room since we launched literally a year ago today. Today is the one-year anniversary of the War Room. So first off, congratulations to all the crew that helped make it possible. Congratulations to and thank you to Alex Jones, who obviously made it possible. Congratulations and thank you to all the people that filled in for me, like Rob Dew and Jake Lloyd and Harrison Smith and Michael Zimmerman and everybody and all the guests, Millie Weaver, Savannah Hernandez. And most importantly, thank you, the audience. And thank God for you, the audience, for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't have to tell you that we need it now more than ever. But think about this. CNN's top show is Chris Cuomo's primetime show that peaks at 1.3 million. Half of that audience is manufactured via contracts they have to be on at airports and gyms and schools and hotels. Alex Jones, we hit probably 3.5 million daily via the website, and that's just the website. And then you go into everything else. So Alex Jones is bigger than CNN. InfoWars is bigger than CNN. But somehow CNN gets the access, and Alex Jones apparently doesn't exist. So we have the exclusive statement from Alex Jones coming up here in just a minute. You're not going to want to miss it, folks. And then we got all the HD video that is the reason why Alex Jones got banned. So Alex goes down to D.C. We get hours and hours of HD video of him confronting the swamp creatures, and then they ban him the very next day after they short Twitter stocks. Oh, wow. Exactly what happened with Facebook. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. So, Alex, how is it that CNN gets direct access to Twitter and the social media networks, and CNN is they get to act like they're some big tough dog? They could never self-fund. There isn't a news network out there that could self-fund like we do. But how come they act like InfoWars doesn't exist? You don't need to get a response from Twitter. So actually, just let me ask you this, Alex. Have you ever had an official person reach out to you from YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, direct you personally, and say, hey, Alex, here's why you're being censored. Here's what we're doing, or here's what you can do for us not to censor you. Have they ever actually reached out to you for an official statement or for an official conversation to have with them in response to this? Or is that just for CNN?
They reached out to us last year and said, do not use the word tranny. Literally. And they said, you cannot use that word. It's a hurtful word. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do another live feed later. About all this, because I want to lay out exactly why this happened, exactly why this is going on to everybody. But mainstream media is dying. The establishment's in trouble. And so they are literally waging war against the American people. Silicon Valley, the Democratic Party, all these deep state actors are waging war. And so listeners have to understand, you're an activist now. We're going to be uploading HD videos every day, live streams. We just so happened to be launching it tonight, not knowing this was happening. Our own YouTube at InfoWars.com, where it's all going to be listed and very easy to download and share. So this is all just like our app launched a week before the new app, InfoWars Official, once number one. Then they delisted it so you couldn't find it, but it's still number one. We are launching our own, just like Mike Adams has done, our own YouTube. We're going to be uploading to his platform as well so that people can find all of our videos, live streams in real time. We're going to try to set up where folks can have other channels as well, other trusted providers, other reporters, and then everyone is encouraged to go to InfoWars.com and to that page, it'll be on front page, and get the videos, cut them up however you want, do whatever you want, because this is a big, big deal. But we're going to get articles up with our official response from earlier to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com on the Twitter suspension, because they're just going to leave this nebulous thing out there that we bullied somebody. We went and confronted a big, powerful, corrupt system. I said, thank you, Jack Dorsey, for claiming her for the First Amendment, but I did not say get battle rifles ready for the media, because I need people to know. I didn't say that. The last thing I want is the media to be attacked, and they're clearly gearing up for a false flag in the next 60 days to the election. Something big's happening, and that's my alert here, folks. We can almost get too focused on InfoWars versus this is happening. Everyone I know is being shadow banned or completely banned. I mean, neighbors, friends, family, Christian churches, veterans groups, local gun shops, local feed stores that sell ammo, just anything. The left is just going through with the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and Media Matters, the most leftist, crazed people, a bunch of SJWs out of the colleges that are these anti-free speech zones, and they're just wildly, as fast as they can, like an octopus, deleting all day long. I mean, thousands of accounts as fast as they can. It is crazy town because they know the world's waking up to them. So I want to make this about InfoWars, but it's not, folks. It's happening to you, but we are the focal point. It was like Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And so they've learned how to demonize me as the individual. He got banned. He did this, he did that, then lie about what I did, to then, like, it's all about me. I'm the smokescreen. Tens of thousands are being banned, but they want to destroy the straw man. My end is particularly nasty, where they're trying to set me up with Russian stuff that I haven't been able to get to yet. Really scared today when I talked about that I'm going to go public with that. They think I'm so stupid. We caught them in some stuff, and they've got the whole establishment rolling over and groveling to them. But and they're now trying to deplatform people with their credit cards, with their businesses, with everything. And that's why it's so critical. And thank you. All this disruption of tyranny, all this awakening, all the country coming back and the world coming back is because you supported Trump and InfoWars. So when you financially support InfoWars.com, when you buy the products, when you get great products that you already need, from the InfoWars Tumblr to the Wake Up America coffee to all of the products. That is what makes this whole transmission possible, and that's what allows us to continue to stand up against them. So go get the body's ultimate tumor formula. Go get the bone broth. Go get the Wake Up America coffee. Go get the fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 with colloidal silver and iodine, super blue for adults and children, the mouthwash. You know, go get the Brain Force Amazing Nootropic. When you do that through commerce, you use what's left of America, free market, with a vote you've got that still counts, to get products you already need, but even more importantly, fund a group of people that are in war mode. And this great crew out here and the things they're doing to help us continue this and all the other grassroots reporters we're trying to organize. And again, all the AM and FM affiliates and TV affiliates, we're exploding in traditional media. We already dominated. I need a new headpiece after this. I'll just terminate this one. This one doesn't have any good audio. These headpieces just drive me freaking nuts, man. Anyways. Just getting back to what I was saying is that I swear like half those headpieces don't work. I don't know what's going on with them, but we're always going to have them. So that's the way it is. So I'll stop having them. Hell, I'll just stop having a show with any calls or even guests on. I'll just have no headset. Actually feels a lot better anyways. The point is that these are people trying to usurp what we're doing, trying to steal our birthright, trying to steal our future. And so I just have this weird instinct to want to resist it, especially when what they're bringing in is 1,000 times worse than what we have. But other people think it's weird. Most men go, oh, I just, you know, bow down to the establishment all day. And so I have another fake trophy wife and some empty family and my kids are on heroin or commit suicide. You have horrible lives because you're empty devil worshipers. My life's completely full to the point I'm willing to lay it down for people to have a better future. So that's what's going on. And if people financially support us, that's the big final thing they're trying to take down. They think they can make it this big example to lampoon me and lie about me and destroy me. And all it's doing is pissing people off and waking people up.
So what do you think is their next move then? Do you think they try to, I mean, because we got events coming up. I've got like 5 events coming up. You've got the Walkaway March happening the weekend of October 26th. You've got the Free Alex Jones March happening in Austin, September 22nd. I'm hosting it. But the thing is, we go to these events so we can live stream and film people and talk to people. They're trying to cut that out. They don't want to hear from anyone. I think people should, to test this, take streams, you know, cut out clips from the Alex Jones show every day, put it on their Twitter, put it on their Facebook, and see what happens. Let's see if they really
can. Yeah, they think you're a bunch of cowards. They think they'll ban you or ban you for a day, or just do your own live stream and talk about InfoWars, or go out and cover things. And I'm going to start doing events where I just show up after a week of announcement. And everybody can be there, and everybody can experience them trying to suppress us. This is real authoritarianism. We need to say no. We need to stand up against it, and we're doing it. And they couldn't believe that I would dare storm a swamp. Get ready. Every time there's a hearing that remotely is connected, I'm in D.C. I'm going to probably move to D.C. a few weeks out of the year. Get ready. You're not going to stop Jack Crabb.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
And when you spread the word, you make America great again. Here's something that Rob Dew just pointed out. Twitter safety. Today, we permanently suspended Real Alex Jones and Infowars from Twitter and Periscope. We took this action based on new reports of tweets and videos posted yesterday that violate our abusive behavior policy, in addition to the account's past violations. Made up crap that I was calling for battle rifles to be used against the media that Oliver Darcy reported falsely.
But wait. You can't even talk to Rubio. You're not even allowed to talk to Rubio. They can say Barron Trump needs to be raped in a cage. They can depict President Trump being shot, stabbed, decapitated. All of that's allowed on Twitter, but you're not allowed to go talk to a senator on the Hill. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's totally insane. So here you go. There's Twitter. Look at the time. 4:47 p.m. Now look, the possum. Alex Jones and InfoWars have been permanently banned from Twitter. 4:47 p.m. from the possum.
Direct pipeline. CNN to Twitter. And Jack Dorsey already admitted that when he was...
Oh, but I mean, he says on the video, I've never called for you to be censored. Dozens of articles, hundreds of tweets. CNN is part of the CIA stay-behind network that I brought up that Obama set up that we're telling the president about where they're doing it. And this guy's part of it. And they're freaking scared, man. This is their operation. This is their governmental power. Look at this. Again, document cam shot, please. There they are. Today we permanently banned him. They just say because we were being abusive of the thought police officer. The same minute they said, we're tweeting this in 30 seconds. Fire at will, Commander. I mean, and look at him. Dishonorable, nightmarish, but above the law. I mean, you talk about selling out. This guy is a piece of work. And they are just so celebratory about this. I mean, can you imagine? And these folks just revel in overthrowing our country. Can you believe, Owen, that that's what they're doing?
Well, here's the thing, too, Alex. Because, you know, you're a Texan, you're a patriot, you're an American, and obviously probably 80% of our audience, maybe a little less, but I would guess around 80% of our audience is American-based. But you're an international spectacle. InfoWars is an international news organization. You get calls from all over the world. Hell, even I get calls from all over the world. And so,
oh, yeah, there's more interviews than I could ever do. The idea, I was like on Ground Zero, that's on 400-plus radio stations, comes on before George Norrie, got a huge response. They have like 5 million listeners per show. I mean, real listeners, not BS internet listeners. And his Facebook sort of doing flashes saying, listeners, do you want to ban this page? Because Alex Jones is on. And that guy's not going to stop having me on because they did this.
No, not George Norrie.
Well, and this was the host of Ground Zero that comes on before that, Clyde Lewis. Okay. But my point is that they're using this as like, hey, do what we say as a social score outside of us or we'll ban you.
But that's what I'm saying. If people go out and they take just take your favorite clip from The Jones Show every day. Take your favorite clip from David Knight or myself or whatever great guest we have at InfoWars.com/show every day and just put it up on your Twitter. Go download an InfoWars bug. And put an InfoWars bug every time you put a selfie.
Even more importantly, you know, do your own video, talk over it, put yourself on it, and then analyze the clip. Say what you agree with, say what you don't agree with. Everybody knows that you put our info out, it gets massive ratings. So everybody else is covering us now. And it's just, we've gotten bigger. That's why the New York Times ran fake headlines that we were half the size.
I feel like the one way, though, and obviously InfoWarsArmy.com, that's our battle in the 3D dimension, which is about to go, I think.
Just like Bill Clinton's a rapist, it's going to be very powerful.
I think it's going to be even more powerful now that they've banned you totally from Twitter as well. But I think that that's what we can do is to prove, because they want to make up these lies and say it's hate speech or this and that. No. It's Alex Jones. That's what it is. You're guilty of being Alex Jones. You're guilty of being Alex Jones. We're guilty of being InfoWars. That's what the ban is. And to prove it, I think our audience has to share our links, bug everything with an InfoWars bug, every picture they put out, everything. And what are they going to do? Ban everyone? Of course they are. And that's how we prove it. No, this is about being guilty for being InfoWars. This is about being guilty of being Alex Jones. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the big announcement. It'll be posted to InfoWars.com for you to share. It's a big Paul Revere announcement. This term electronic, well, I'll let Owen break it down in a moment, is their new system. It is a worldwide internet ID, a communist Chinese-style system that they admit's being used for social ID. And once you get banned, like the Black Mirror episode, which is based on what China was already doing, it's not life imitating art. Art imitating life. With this electronic circumvention, what they're doing and saying is, no, you don't talk about certain things, you don't do certain things, or we have a web ID, an internet ID for you that's tied into commerce, your life, everything, to banking, to jobs, and if you don't behave, we'll ban you. This is beyond anything Hitler would ever talk about. So thank God Trump's talking about it. Thank God we're talking about it. Thank God our audience is talking about it so that it doesn't get slowly implemented. We're being banned because we dare expose the big plan. So I'm honored to do this, and I believe in you, but here we are. Tell folks what happened to your private YouTube with none of our material on it.
Well, and let me just clarify, too. Once the first original YouTube ban hit you and the other bans hit you the first week in August, I believe it was, around August 8th, we had a brief conversation where you were like, look, just, you know, because you did go on my YouTube channel one time and they hit me with a strike and said never again. So that's when we talked and you were like, look, just don't do it. Just leave it up there and, you know, don't push the buttons. Don't get banned. Leave your channel up there. So
as a test.
So I will admit I was a little bit of a bad boy and I uploaded a couple videos, but it was no videos that were banned anywhere else. It was all just my reports that this reports that I filed on the Alex Jones channel that I just re-uploaded to my channel.
And stuff where you had 5 million views.
Right, exactly.
Leftists acting like psychotic morons.
The viral videos that were just I did going out on the streets, never hit with the community guidelines.
Here's the thing. Right. We're now going to list on our own site the banned videos, the archive of all your top videos, mine. They're going to come back from the dead, brother.
And they're going to be more powerful than ever. So basically what happens, though, is I uploaded older videos that were just street interviews, me at events out on the streets that used to be on the Alex Jones channel. And so I uploaded those. And there was no problem. In fact, I didn't upload a video for 5 days. And then out of nowhere, I get hit with a electronic circumvention termination. No strikes, no warnings, not even telling me what video it was. Just, you're guilty of electronic circumvention. You're terminated. Now, I've challenged this, but here's what happened.
And that term is the Chinese communist term for the web ID. So they're saying we have files on computers of this file. And so this file, like of a sunset or your mother or a baby or a fish, we want to ban it, it's banned.
Or a book, an image, whatever it is.
This is ultra authoritarian.
Exactly. And who was it 5 years ago that said that, probably 10 years ago, I started listening 5 years ago, it's not the guy in studio with me because he doesn't exist, that said the Chinese-style censorship was coming to America. And people said,
and that they could take my voice with code keys and voice analysis, just like they can ban a song and ban my voice if they want.
But here's why this electronic circumvention.
But it's okay because you'll type out what I said and say it in your own voice. You'll beat them. Humans will beat them.
People need to know that this electronic circumvention thing that they're doing now, it is the next level to stop people from sharing you and to even abandon the three strike system to say, oh, you knew you couldn't share Alex Jones. You knew he was Voldemort. You're not allowed to share Alex Jones. You're not allowed to share InfoWars. We're going to hit you with the electronic circumvention. So basically YouTube in this appeal that I'm putting out right now is either going to have to admit InfoWars is totally banned. You're not, anything InfoWars is banned off YouTube. You can't do it. Or I'm going to win this appeal and they have to admit that I didn't do any electronic circumvention. I never rebroadcast the banned Alex Jones show. I never re-uploaded videos from any channel that were hit with the community guideline strike. So we're going to see.
But Owen, I mean, they're frauds. When they banned my channel, it didn't have a strike against it. I mean, this is a crackdown because humanity's awakening and they're scared. They're launching this big Silicon Valley arrogant takeover. But pull up Bloomberg. I told people 10 years ago, they're so scared and think they're failing so bad, Owen, that they're building giant $100 million bunkers in New Zealand, just like I first broke. So these guys are taking the hordes of their money and running for the hills. Just type in elites building doomsday bunkers in
well, let's go to Matt Lauer.
In New Zealand. I mean, it's everywhere.
I covered this yesterday, Alex. Matt Lauer has a $10 million plot of land in New Zealand that he almost was going to have to give up, but he ended up being able to salvage it. $10 million plot of land in New Zealand. And I was saying this to the audience. Alex Jones could have a $10 million plot of land in New Zealand. He could have a bug-out bunker. He's the one telling you about all this crap. He's not a fraud. He's staying here fighting.
But I stayed in the rear with the gear. I mean, I'm actually here in America trying to save the thing.
You spent $10 million building a studio, and then you spent another $1 million building a new studio, and then a third studio, and then a fourth studio, and then a fifth studio, and then hiring the crew, and then building this and that. And so, but what do people like Rat Lauer do? First of all, they never tell you the truth, and then they know the truth, so they go buy a bug out bunker in New Zealand for $10 million, so that when you know what hits the fan, they can bail and cash out on America.
And then Silicon Valley and Soros sue me to shut it down, so that because they have a plan to collapse things to consolidate it, they're going to sit out while it all consolidates, and we all kill each other.
And by the way, you've got new news breaking on Soros now. I've got the story somewhere in here, but basically it came out that Soros was behind Alexandria Cortez. It now turns out that
he's behind that guy in Florida.
Soros is now also behind the lady in Boston, Presley. It now turns out this lady was from the inner cities of Chicago. She was intentionally, for this exact purpose, funded by Soros, moved to Boston so that she could run in this election, and magically, just like Cortez, somehow defeats the incumbent. out of nowhere. Nobody's heard of her. Somehow she defeats the incumbent funded by Soros on the Soros paid for and owned electronic voting machines, Alex. I mean, it's they're totally going for broke on every level right now, on every level. He's buying DA elections. He's buying local elections. He's
and he owns the voting machines, and he's shorting Twitter stock to get us off.
And there's another candidate that he's funding right now.
You know, if we let them win, we deserve it. Because, I mean, let me tell you, we've been fighting hard. And I'm far from giving up. But Jesus. And you look at Trump. I mean, what a fighter, man. Stamina, energy, turn. And then they say, oh, he's senile. He can hardly work. It's all crap.
Carrie Evelyn Harris is the latest George Soros Democrat socialist to come out of the woods.
Endorsed by Cortez.
And win another election. So we're seeing what they're doing right now, Alex. And I'll tell you what, we need Trump more than ever to take the gloves off on this electronic voting machine rig job.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You could get plenty of people, white women, black women, Hispanic women that are smart. But you listen to these women, they talk. These people are super stupid. These are total Soros minions they're hiring. I mean, he's getting people that don't know their head from a hole in the ground.
Alexandria Cortez, Presley, Harris, Alex, it's pathetic. It's like, and it's like Rubio can at least, you know, act like a smart guy when he's on the Hill. He can at least put on the appearance and ask some questions. But Cortez, that's a dingbat, man. I mean, I'll ask her for an old-fashioned.
It's like Nancy Pelosi can't even talk. Because that's who they want, man. They want people that are gibbering idiots.
And that's what I was thinking too, Alex. I never want to be in government. You never want to be in government, but it's almost like we have to. It's almost like we have to go just to shake some life into this Congress. This Congress is so dead. D.C. is so satanic.
Can you imagine if you or I or like Matt Drudge was there?
Oh.
Like during those hearings yesterday? Only person asked any real questions was Cotton.
And even Cotton was a little, I mean, you know, and I'm not mad at Cotton. He did better than anyone, like you said, but even Cotton's, you know, on the governor. Even Cotton's saying, whoa, Nelly. No, steam forward against these you-know-whats.
Well, Cotton's like, well, Google won't help our military, but they've merged with the Chinese military. Yeah, raid the Google offices. Jesus Christ, dude.
How about
China is like the biggest murderers in history.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's like, dude, they used our openness to sell us out. You got all these scared lawyers that compromise all day with the Chi-Coms in Hollywood, and then there's nobody to protect us. And then Trump shows up and goes, let's negotiate a better deal. Why are we being effed over? At least give us a better deal. They're like, no! Trump's like, well, can we have 10%? No, we get everything. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. They're like, kill him, kill him.
Well, China finds out information on U.S. operatives operating in China. Dozens of them get killed. How many hearings?
None.
How many hearings?
We were the first to break. Oh, it's all Alex Jones is bad. We told you years ago it's microwave guns, not sonic. Now they admit it's microwave guns frying everybody.
Or now they've got these weapons where it's a sound wave. Nobody even knows what's happening. They just get hit with a sound wave.
It's a microwave gun, but that's what I'm telling you is.
We're not in Kansas anymore?
Instead, they're having hearings, and these old lawyers are like,
should we just bring it all out, Alex?
I said the Chinese be nice to me.
The reason why I called you a worldwide spectacle, Alex, is because nationalism is taking over right now in Italy, in England, in Spain, in Brazil, in America, and you were the leading voice worldwide
Eastern Europe, you name it. And Brazil has a Donald Trump guy leading in real polls, but what happened to him?
So Jair Bolsonaro, he's out of the Brazilian army. They call him far right. That's what they love to say, far right. He's really just a nationalist. His campaign slogan.
He's pro-Second Amendment.
Pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, which they've never had a Second Amendment in Brazil. And now they're actually talking about having one. And so there's the image right there, right after Jair Bolsonaro was stabbed in the streets of Brazil today. Again, his campaign slogan is Brazil over everything, God over everyone. This guy goes out, and basically his rally is, he goes out in public, and he has his thousands of supporters, and he does a crowd surfing event.
And we have the video. Let's show that video in a minute. Keep going.
Here's the aftermath of the stabbing right there, guys. There's other videos out there of the actual stabbing that you can find. But he has thousands of people. They do crowd surfing, and he's just crowd surfing through the streets of Brazil for miles. And it's just a huge spectacle. Everybody loves him. And the video, the guy, you see the guy comes up and just stabs him. Yeah, here it is right there. Here he is being crowd surfed on the streets of Brazil, and a radical leftist comes over and stabs him right in the abdomen. And it's really horrifying footage. But here's why I'm saying this, Alex. Nationalism is taking over, and they don't know what to do.
And if he lives, he'll now be the president.
And it just got updated right now. The stab wound hit his liver, hit his lung, and he is almost dead right now. He is labeled as
They stabbed him good.
And so hopefully he survives this. If he survives it, he wins. It's game over. But this is a sad day for Brazil.
Well, whoever got him, you see, they know how to do it.
Yeah, it was clearly somebody sent in there to kill him. I mean, that's what this was. They went in there to kill Jair Bolsonaro. As Brazil's doing their own drain the swamp right now. It's called Lava Jato. It translates to Operation Car Wash. They jailed their last president, Lula, in jail. They're doing it. Brazil is taking their country back right now, just like America is. So they had to stab Bolsonaro because he was the leader of this. He was the man that was about to win the presidency and really bring this home for Brazilians.
And we're bringing down the corrupt elements that took over the Catholic Church, the pedophiles in Hollywood. They're in trouble. They're striking back, though.
But just like they attacked Trump in America and that gave Trump the ultimate victory, the same thing is going to happen to Bolsonaro in Brazil.
If he lives, though, man.
I think he's going to live right now. That's kind of what my gut, my soul is telling me, what the frequency is telling me right now. But he is listed as almost dead from the wounds to his abdomen.
Well, so he's asking for final prayers right now.
Unbelievable. They'd love to do that to Donald Trump, wouldn't they? They'd love to see
him. Well, they're just going to say he was violent. Like
No, they already blamed him. They said he deserved it because he's anti-abortion and he's anti-gay. Because he puts God first and he believes in the Bible. So he's kind of a bit of a, let's say, a dullite.
He doesn't want to abort the babies and he cares about the family. So
Yeah. So he's the bad guy. He has to be stabbed. And the radical left in Brazil, left in Brazil is already saying he deserved to die because he's anti-LGBT.
But don't they get they only think one step ahead? What's going to happen now if he dies?
I don't know. I don't think the left understands anything, Alex. I don't even think they understand themselves. Honestly, it's just when you're so clouded,
they just know raw power,
just and hate.
I'm in charge. You know,
just raw hate. You know, and then the confirmation bias that they get from the media too. But here's another example. Again. The violence is so one-sided politically worldwide. It's always the left right now, whether it's in England.
And then they say it's me, like, Jones was horrible and bad in Congress. I went and did a press conference. I saw Rubio, went over and talked to him. They have people yelling, screaming, being arrested, attacking people, including us. And they go, oh, bullying, you're banned from Twitter. Because we're supposed to sit here and take their crap, take all these weirdos' attacks.
Well, they're going to get...
I love how it's abusive behavior, but they don't want you to ever show you the video they banned. It's just nebulous because they don't want you to go, well, that's BS.
And they don't even tell us what video either.
Oliver Darcy from CNN brags he gets us banned. He denies it to our face. I go, you're a scumbag, dude.
That little rat.
You're a goddamn public figure. I have a right to do that. Excuse me.
That little rat. You know what, Alex? He was sitting there and thinking in his head, I'm going to get him banned for this. That's all he was thinking in his head. That low life loser is unintellectual, so he couldn't actually have.
And he didn't get that when I left. I said he'll complain. We're going to be banned tomorrow. In fact, let's call Duener. I forgot that. Call him in here.
These people are so predictable.
And then Zuckerberg said a month ago, "Oh, Jones wanted to be banned." No, I'm not going to stop what I say for you.
Don't you love it when they pull out their cameras and they start to film like that's some sort of victory over you? It's like, dude, I was already filming. Like, why? Darcy does that to you. He pulls out his cell phone and he puts it in his face. It's like, what are you doing?
They're getting ready for something big. The InfoWars invasion force of news and information is peacefully about to take over. Rob?
Give me some audio. I can't hear what's going on.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
All right. So, yeah, it was after we were done with that, we're walking away. And Jones looks over at me and goes, you think they're going to ban me for that? I said, well, we were on Twitter. And so there you go. There it happens. It's just like...
We talked to a monster public figure.
Yeah.
Who's openly calling to censor all of us and steal our rights and silence us in a Nazi gulag.
And then lies to you about it. He's like, oh no, we've never tried that. We never did that. We have article after article of him doing it, going to advertisers.
Jack Dorsey admitted it. Jack Dorsey said to Brian Stelter, We have heard your complaints at Twitter. He said it. He said it on Brian Stelter's show. He said, yes, Brian, we've heard you guys. We've gotten your reports. So he admitted it right there.
By the way, what's that pink post-it note say? On that.
Where?
On your microphone stand.
Oh, it says go live.
No, the one on the step
right
side.
Here. Please turn this mic off when done. Please turn the mic off when done.
Okay, I'm just learning what these things mean. Anyways, I mean, they hate us because they can't compete with us. And I told him, I said, you little worm. Even though he got the first tweet that I was banned because it was all rigged, he hardly got any retweets.
And if we were...
It's like all their insider stuff, everyone's running from this guy.
And I bet if you look at the replies right now, they're all... go click on the replies.
Yeah, actually, let's go into the mind of the insane.
Dude, he broke that I was banned on Twitter. He has 200 tweets.
Let's go into the mind.
Thank you for your service, yes. Oliver.
Oh, thank you.
Oliver, you little devil.
Yeah, let's go into the mind.
Oh, yeah, he'll be known forever. Look at those eyes. I said, man, you got some evil eyes, dude.
Oliver Darcy, man.
It's all worth it. By the way, we're going to post all these banned videos on Infowars.com of Darcy, Mr. Devil Eyes. When do they ban you?
Oliver Darcy.
Look at this.
Oh, I'm so glad you kept reporting on this.
You just opened a bigger can of worms and look pathetic.
Yeah.
For God's sake, man. Up, Oliver. Let's go. Oh, I'm bullying him. He just got... Here, let's go back.
There it is. Oh, I'm going to film you. I got you. I'm going to film you, Alex. Yeah, he...
Man up, Oliver. You have nothing to say to that. Clearly, Alex Jones is pushing your buttons, but he can. People have the freedom to speak. The hammer will fall down on social networks. This is just the start. Is that Alex Jones, the character, or Alex Jones, the man who plays them? That was my thing when my ex-wife, people always tell me, your lawyers need to say you're not an actor. They wanted to enter me as the Joker doing a psychotic piece against me. And they told the judge, ma'am, he's being an actor there.
There's the Joker in real life. He just doesn't have his makeup on.
But it doesn't mean that I'm fake all the other time.
Why so serious?
Like, he's Cobra Commander. Ma'am, that's when he's joking. Oh, my God, he's an actor.
I am Cobra Commander. He is the possum.
Oh, we have to ban Cobra Commander. There he is. Cobra Commander, ban him.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Well, they're now banning the War Room. We just got banned on Facebook and Twitter today on the show. Now, my estimation is because we work for InfoWars and Alex Jones has been a guest on the broadcast.
They admit this. This is an admitted war game against the American people ahead of the assassination of Trump and ahead of the civil unrest. They're going to activate thousands of Netflix shows and movies about black-on-white violence. They're gearing up the whole thing. This is the big multinational, Chi-Com-funded takedown of America. And they need the precedent set to remove us from the air before they do it. And so they've got their people in live time tracking every account we've got. Can you imagine the soullessness, the dishonor of someone like the CNN reporters, who are really just assassins of truth, in live time with access keys through the CIA group that Obama set up before he left office, Nexus Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act, so they can label all conservatives, anyone popular, anyone that gets 10,000 times the viewers they get, banning us. These are the ultimate cowards. It'd be like a gladiator coming out on a field and his enemy is tied up by 100 ropes and can't move. And they go, the top gladiator is Oliver Darcy. And he walks over and goes, hurrah! And stabs you, and everyone goes, oh, incredible! The power of the poop-eating possum! He's a public figure, but it's bullying to say he looks like a possum.
But think about the level of brainwashing, Alex, where they can get away with this. They can say Trump's a racist.
It's not even brainwashing. They just have SJWs that they grow like mushrooms at these universities that we pay for, who then march out to rule us. They're taught, you will rule Earth, Mao Zedong. You will eat the flesh of conservatives. Ah! And they kind of all waddle. And they get their job. And like their top general is Oliver Darcy. They're like, ha, 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 ha. I'll ban everyone. Don't criticize me. I'm the authoritarian lord. Can't handle it.
Maybe we should just start making up as ridiculous lies.
We don't spend any money with the big corporations. We know they're enemies at all times. We tag everything with InfoWars and other Patriot literature. And we, the producers, shrug Atlas.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around how they can label every Trump supporter a Nazi, white supremacist. Totally fake, totally made up, just totally.
But that's not bullying.
And then they can kick InfoWars off of all social media and say it's because of abusive behavior. I mean, these are just blatant lies. I mean, it's just like you challenge these ideas, you challenge these practices for 5 minutes in an intellectual conversation.
I don't mean to be mean because we're not. Have you seen their people? Like the average leftist looks like a microwave zombie with a hunchback. And so you understand they have existential. We as good, hardworking people think of like lesser folks with lower IQs. We want to build them up. The elites want to exploit them. So we are nice to them, but the elites manipulate them. And so now they're like an army that it's the metaphor of a zombie. What's it want and what's brains? Because it doesn't have it.
But they ban those videos, see? Because they don't want people to see how deranged
their minions are.
And I've got friends in Brazil that are telling me it's now confirmed the individual that stabbed Bolsonaro, the nationalist candidate, was a far left liberal activist. Shocking, I know.
They'll probably give him an award.
Yeah, they'll probably tell him to run for office if he successfully murdered Bolsonaro, which I think he's gonna hold on. I think he's gonna have a massive victory. I think he's gonna come out probably still bleeding from the sutures in his wounds, and he's going to say, you thought you could take me out? I'm even more powerful. Just like Trump.
Twitter will probably ban Bolsonaro. They already had, actually. They've been on Facebook. They'll probably say, being stabbed is violent against the knife. You, the leftist knife, didn't kill you. That's bullying. Look at him bullying the leftist.
Yeah, look at that. Look at him. Look at that abusive behavior Bolsonaro's engaging in by existing. How dare he exist? Unbelievable, man. But they don't understand, Alex, because like you said, their IQ is so low. It's like the whole thing with Trump. They never understood by attacking Trump so much, by making Trump their enemy, they got him elected.
At that libtard that reportedly stabbed him. He thinks he's good. We would see like these weird people of every race, color, and creed going, NRA, hell, Alex Jones, bad. And they could, and I'd say, well, talk to me. They go,
but
they couldn't even talk.
Think about the tolerance of the Bolsonaro supporters that were there hoisting him in the air while he got stabbed. I'm surprised that guy didn't die. Seriously, I'm surprised they didn't beat that guy to a bloody pulp.
No. He deserves an award. How dare you say stabbing that person is wrong? God, you're evil. Just stop it right now. Another violation, ban him on Twitter. By the way, they did just ban your stream on Twitter. Yeah, Paul Watson was given a 12-hour ban because they don't want him virally responding to what happened.
Is Watson the last account that's left, or is he banned too?
No, they froze him for 12 hours.
Okay, so he's got this.
Which is a message. Don't be hot about us banning your boss. Just sit there and take it, you bastard.
Hey, so what's our update? Are we banned permanently from Facebook, guys, or is that temporary? This is all happening live on air. Facebook.
It was Twitter, temporary.
Twitter is a 12-hour ban. For abusive.
That's like, listen, we just raped you hard. Shut up and take it now.
We just stabbed you and, gave you a nice donkey punch. So you're complaining about it. So we had to censor you.
It's like, hey, well, we're going to strangle you, but it's okay.
Look, you need to be like the women in Japan, and they tell them if you get raped, you just take it. Okay.
They took us off Facebook.
You take the rape and you don't complain.
But we are on a bunch of TV and radio stations. So it's up to listeners now to just take this and get it out. And the InfoWars.com site, we're going to post all these censored videos right now. They're going up. And my response, we're sending it to Drudge, DrudgeReport.com. So it's up to you now.
And
all our hopes and dreams go with you. InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah. You are the you are literally the resistance to the censorship right now. Enlist at InfoWarsArmy.com.
Well, the Ninth Circuit ruled the American flag can be banned in schools. It's hateful, so.
Yeah, well, we need to remove God, too. Don't you see? And if you want to make God part of your campaign, we're going to stab you. And we'll hope you die.
But that's liberal.
And you're the bully because you got stabbed, too.
Well, see, you're being sarcastic. They'll ban you and say you were calling for that.
But, you know, if you're in Brazil and you Google Donald Trump, or you Google Ku Klux Klan, Donald Trump pops up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Brazil. I've got a lot of friends in Brazil. Now I want to go to Brazil even more and fight these people.
You went down to Brazil, didn't you?
Uh-huh. I love it. It's beautiful down there. I want to go fight these people.
The women are nice.
The women are very nice.
They're very slow, though. I mean, slow getting in bed.
They're very nice. They're just very... I love Brazil. I really do. And I got to tell you, now I want to go fight them in Brazil. But that's what I'm saying, Alex. They don't get it. They attack Trump for 2 years.
I think I'm losing. I don't give a frick. Dude, I am going to come after them so hard now. Dude, they tried to set me up yesterday with Russians. I mean, I just like, this is, these people have.
They really want us to go into the third dimension. That's what I'm saying. You could have just left us alone and we would have stayed on the digital thing. But now you want us to actually activate in the third dimension where you have no chance. They have zero chance. And their only hope is to try to censor our message. But that's where our audience comes through and spreads it far and wide. Oh, they hate that. They can't have Alex Jones in D.C. See,
I need a haircut, though. I'm 2 weeks behind. Man, all I'm telling you is they've gone crazy. Because, I mean, you know, bullying the flesh-eating possum.
Oh, but Alex.
I mean, we know Oliver Darcy is a First Amendment-eating creature.
No, we know.
I think possums, too, because George Jones.
No, you're right. You shouldn't insult a possum.
All right, he just looks like some type of nightmare H.P. Lovecraft creature.
Possums play dead. This man is actually spiritually dead.
Well, he's a public figure. How am I banned because he's this god? Because he's so demonic, so twisted, so bad. They're like, oh, he's God. Oh, hold him up. Oh, yeah.
But look at the difference between what we do and what fake news networks like CNN does. They never play your clips. We play the CNN clips. We address the CNN hosts. We talk to them. They don't ever play the clips. They don't ever talk to us. They just make things up and assume that now, thanks to the censorship, no one will see what Alex Jones actually said.
Well, if you fund us financially and get your products at the same time, we will deploy against the globals 110%. It's InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Big specials are about to end. You fund us, we'll continue to fight to the end. Literally, we're like your avatar, okay? We are you. You fund us, we win. You don't? Well, see what happens.
I've got no problem, no qualms in saying that America is the greatest country on earth. It's my favorite country on earth. Probably live here forever, raise a family here. But if there is a second favorite country of mine, it is Brazil. And Brazil will have a massive victory after a radical domestic terrorist stabs a presidential candidate almost to death. Now, we've got Donald Trump in office here in the United States, and he's actually fighting for the people. But after today's news, with the total 100%, they acted like they weren't going to do it. Now it's obvious, just 100% ban of anything InfoWars, anything Alex Jones on social media. Alex, final segment here of the War Room today, which is the year anniversary of the War Room. I want to thank you for investing in me and putting trust and faith in me, and I hope that I've made you proud. And what a year anniversary show for us to get banned from all social media, to have you on when you're the biggest story.
And Burt Reynolds died.
Burt Reynolds died. Jair Bolsonaro gets stabbed. So it's really just incredible. Thanks to the audience, too. You guys are awesome. But Alex, what does President Trump do next? This is obviously going to reach his desk if it hasn't already. What do you expect Trump to do? And we already know there's things going on behind the scenes as far as the censorship is concerned. But Trump, I think, now sees that the bell is 60 days away and he has to act before that final bell.
Well, that's right. President Trump could destroy Twitter like that if he announced he was leaving it. He could announce that he was going to launch a new website or a new service that would have his statements on it every day. Then you'd have hundreds of millions coming to that site to see what he put out in a format just like Twitter, crippling them overnight.
It'd be a death blow.
President Trump needs to launch a new platform at whitehouse.gov that's just like Twitter, where people can comment and reach out to him. And he needs to announce on Twitter that he's leaving in 30 days if they don't stop their censorship and what they've done. We hold all the cards just like the president holds all the cards. And now 60 days out, internal polls and numbers show, just like I told you Trump would win 2016. 2 years later, it shows a landslide for Republicans and Libertarians. Everybody he's endorsed has won in special elections or primaries. That's why they're panicking. That's why they're scared. That's why they're making their move. And President Trump has to act with that presidential power he has. He has to act and understand that he has hundreds of millions of followers on his two accounts, but maybe he gets a couple hundred thousand retweets because he's shadow banned. They've had studies. They've shown it. Only people that go to the president's site or Donald Trump's site can see those and then hand share them. He's already shadow banned. So he should announce he's leaving Twitter in 30 days. Everyone out there should basically dump your Twitter stock. Now is the time to do that, to show them that you're aware of what they're doing. Notice Google stock didn't have a problem because they're globalists. They moved to China. They're involved in rounding up political dissidents. You know, they won't work with the U.S. military, anything. They're globalists. This is all the big corporations, all the foreign powers believing they can defeat Trump. If you pull up that article they just had, look at there. It shows Alex Jones right there. Trending number one, Alex Jones permanently banned. We were already number one yesterday. We're number one on the Apple app.
We've been number one for 5 years.
We're number one on the other apps. And that's why they delist us. Where we're number one, but we're not even showing up. It doesn't matter. You can go to InfoWars.com. You can go there to InfoWars.com/show and click on the free podcast or click on the free apps or tell your family and neighbors, here's what's verboten. They think you have no memory. They think you're stupid. Oliver Darcy thinks he can tell you he's not for censorship when he calls for it thousands of times. They all are counting on you being dead and just kind of tuning into thousands of feeds and not knowing what's happening. But this is the feed they don't want you to have because we've done the research. Donald Trump announces plan to leave Twitter and develop his own Twitter that'll be bigger than any TV network he could ever have. And they've got all sorts of Twitter software. And the announcement by President Trump today to leave Twitter devastates the entire paradigm of big tech. Because no matter what tech they've got, if the people leave, they have nothing. Now, that was a dream, I just said, of I have a dream of all our children together, not looking at what color they are, where they're from, but what they stand for. The left tells you it's what color you are. You're being a globalist. But if Trump does that and exercises his power and leaves Twitter and continues to do this and takes his power and gravitas now, it would be mega seismic because they've already banned the president. He's got to do it now. So there's the headline. President Trump set to announce plan to leave Twitter after banning Alex Jones? Question mark. Will the president take that in his hands? That's why they're so scared and trying to set me up as a Russian agent. It's why they want us banned, because they know we get info to the president, but they know you get info to the president, and it's a hell of a time to be alive. And all these cowards in the White House are hedging their bets, thinking they'll play along with the system in case Trump loses. Folks, just like Panetta, former head of the CIA, just like all these other guys have come out and said, don't remove Trump, it'll cause a civil war. You can't win now. You're in checkmate. You might as well give up, globalist.
And they, let's not forget that just 24 hours ago, they released a fake article in the New York Times, a fake article pretending to be a White House insider trying to sabotage the Trump administration.
And it's clearly just a PR written piece.
Totally fake. I mean, it's more obvious that it's fake now than ever. Or maybe it's John McCain from the grave, his last piece to try to give America the middle finger. But I think now, just like you're saying, people need to invest their money as a vote in the economic realm. You know, not support Nike, you know, not supporting these.
And they already dropped 30%+. Exactly. And realize Google's already moved to China. They think you're done. Apple's already moved to China. Stop using their products. I've told my kids, all of us, we're not having their phones anymore.
Yeah.
Don't we're going to look at South Korea and whatever. Be serious and realize they are your enemy.
Oh. You know what? There's going to be another big number tonight for the NFL. The NFL opens its season tonight. I'll bet you right now, minimum 10% ratings drop in tonight's football.
Which will be on the 30% already happened last 2 years.
So, yeah, no, that's an on top. I'm saying from last year. I bet you have.
So what is the total, 10%. Like 39% now?
Probably in the last 4 years, we're looking about 30%, I'd say, overall aggregate of their audience.
Because who wants to see a bunch of spoiled, rotten roid heads bitching?
Plus the game, it's not even football, but that's beyond the point. The point is that it's time for us to invest our time, our
and
money.
And doesn't the power structure get? We're sick of corporate stuff. We're sick of ESPN. Even if they shadow banned or banned us all, it's over. People aren't impressed by you being on TV anymore. They're not impressed by the candy-ass senators. They're not impressed by the corporate garbage. They're impressed by being real. And so silencing us just gave us the red badge of courage, that mercurial Promethean fire blaze, you know, that real label they put on something that, you know, it's parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not persecution. This is the certification that we're on top. And all I said is, Jack Dorsey, I'm really glad you claim you're for free speech, but the media lied. And when you banned me for 7 days, I didn't call for violence against the media. I said, I'm not calling for violence. And I sat there and I exposed it and I talked about it. And for that, I'm shut down. So it's a battle between the people that are out there awake and those that aren't. They think you won't share Infowars.com. They think you won't share Newswars.com. They think you won't do that. They think you won't take action. They think you're done. They think you're in a coma. You're not. Infowars.com/show. And we'll have, again, record audiences tomorrow at Infowars.com/show and TV and radio stations across the country. Because, listen, we can't gauge and watch those, but those are big. We're so used to the internet where we go in and can see the numbers. We think of that as real. TV, broadcast, all that is still huge. And as they try to suppress, just like there was no conservative news in the 80s and 90s, so talk radio came back on AM radio. Well, hell, UHF, VHF, cable TV, that's way more advanced than AM radio. It's all coming back.
And that's why we have to go out in the 3D realm to show that support, to show our strength in numbers in the 3D realm while they're trying to censor all the numbers on social media. And I'll say this in closing, and you can sign us out, Alex. You want to talk about election meddling. I think my biggest strength is I really feel like I absorb more news and I aggregate so much news. And guys, pull up the National Review story. This is from February 2016, where some of the main conservative talk show hosts all agreed in this National Review editorial piece, don't support Donald Trump.
It was never Trump. It was a blue cover.
All of them.
With all their names, like the Declaration of Independence. And that attack was the endorsement of Trump.
And two hosts, not Rush Limbaugh, two hosts. And I'm telling you, folks, I watch all media. I monitor media all day long. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have these things. I monitor media. Alex Jones and Michael Savage were the only two hosts, the only people in the media other than Ann Coulter doing interviews that supported Donald Trump, who won the election despite 98% of the media against Trump. Donald Trump.
And
that's election meddling, shutting Alex Jones down. That's election meddling.
And they think if they intimidate you and bully you online, you'll go, oh, my God, I'm giving Trump up. We know it's going to blow up in their face. So Infowars.com/show. Spread that. Infowars.com/store. Infowarsstore.com. Without you financially supporting us, we're doomed. And look, they know it was fake numbers when they said our audience was down by half. It's up. So but we'll see what happens with Twitter being gone now. But they're really crapping their britches. And now Infowars will be bigger on Twitter, bigger on Facebook, because you can't be stopped. And I salute you all. And the apps, I'm sure they'll delete those soon. Millions of people on each one. But whatever you do, just spread the word.